Hello there. Is it possible if I can please speak with Leslie Brown, please?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Leslie. My name's Billy and I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. The call's in regards to a Scottish redress claim you've applied for, you know, for your time and abuse while she was in care.
Right, I don't know if I'll be eligible. I was in a children's home for 6 months. And they were kind of horrible, but it wasn't like, you know, anything like, they didn't beat us up or anything like that, you know what I mean?
Would you say, was you ever singled out or was they ever call you nasty? What would you say
there was one woman that hated me. She used to call me evil and, do you know what I mean, and kind of singled me out, but...
So if you see anything from mental, physical, sexual, of course, being singled out, secluded in them kind of places, it's not the case of who's been... I'm working from home at the moment. Who's been impacted more than others? It's basically just to get an understanding of the statement. Now, if you was neglected in any way, shape or form, you will most definitely be eligible to make a claim. That wouldn't be an issue whatsoever. Now, we don't require evidence or anything. The most important thing is just basically getting the name of the care homes where you was actually in at the time. As soon as we locate your files and that confirms that, then they'll call.
I don't know if I'll be eligible. I'm in Scotland, Tony.
Yes, so Scotland is the only area that you can claim for at the moment in regards to...
Oh, is it? Okay. It's Rowan Lee.
I mean, and what I can do for you... So what the call entails is basically, I just need to make sure I've got your personal details on file correctly. We'd need one beneficiary, so for any reason anything would happen to you over the next few months while the claim's going through, you would be happy for them to receive the payment on your behalf so they keep the money.
Okay.
And then last but not least would just be a brief statement of the time that you spent in care. Now, we can do it two ways. I can do a quick conversation with you over a phone call. I can drop you a message over WhatsApp, and then when you feel like you can, get back to me with and answer them questions, and I can fill that in for you. That is totally up to you, because some people don't feel like they can have a conversation over the phone. They prefer to type it. Now, I'm more than happy to get that over and let you know what questions we do require from you as well. It's totally up to you. When you can have a think about it, I can call you back. It's in your hands, it's your
claim. Yeah, if you want to call me back.
Yeah, so if you'd like, what I'll do is I'll pop you a message on WhatsApp. I'll pop on the message everything that we will need from you and what the whole claim will entail. And then as soon as you let me know, just say, hi, Billy, I'll be available at 11 tomorrow for 10 minutes. Let me know. I'll give you a call. I'll take a brief statement from you, and then we'll get it got from the system. You don't pay for anything. You don't have to go and face these people in court. We just need a brief statement from you, and then we can locate your files on your behalf.
And do people get charged? Is it just the institution or the government, or what's
it
again?
The government, basically, because a lot of the places, like we go back. People in the 60s and things like that was impacted as well. Now, like I say, there's various different homes which is impacting people a lot worse than other places. But like I say, just because it's not physical doesn't mean you've not been abused. People's mentally tortured, left alone, not had any comfort. People's taken away from the family and popped into places where they wasn't aware of where they was going or anything like that. And of course, they've not had anything explained to them, just basically left to fend for themselves. Then the place of older children where they're seeing things they shouldn't have seen or in situations that they shouldn't have been in. So that all entails of neglect as well. Now, the way that the actual claim works is, of course, we could speak to 10 different people and 9 of them could have all been in the same care home and been abused by the same advisor that they all remember the name of. A lot of people have been convicted for this. People have been convicted over the last few years for how they've treated the children. But most importantly, it wouldn't be the case where we need to say, right, she's been called names by Mr. Smith and Mr. Smith's not been neglected. That wouldn't be the case. It's the government that pay out, because overall...
Right.
It was the government funding these places. It was government funding these chapels. It was government funding the schools.
Yeah.
Government funding the care homes. They knew the neglect that was going on in them places. They was taking you away from one place, from home, where they was...
We were locked in our rooms and stuff like that, you know? And
exactly
like,
that. A lot of people were taken down to the showers. They didn't know, but the staff was made to accompany them at the showers and watch them whilst they're in the showers. There was each certain food. If they didn't like that, they'd go bed hungry some days. They'd stop, stop them being entitled to the weekend visits or going to see any family. They would speak to them so nastily and single them out compared to other children. People would wee the bed. They'd be then made to be embarrassed in front of the other staff members or basically... wet bedding and things like that, have to sleep in that. So within that, everyone's experience is different. You might have been in the same place where somebody was being sexually abused, but you wasn't that person that they would allow them to do that. There's different things going on behind closed doors, and each case is different. But it's not he said, she said. in the most professional way I can say it out to you, we're here to get you justice. So my end of my job to be straight to the point is to get you the most amount of money I can get that possible. So I'll make sure I take as much information as possible and get that allocated over. That's the only way we can get you justice. But in the most professional way, we will request your files from Kurt as soon as we can see that you was in this place. That's your case number. Because we just need to prove that you was in them places. And once we locate them files, we'll locate the file, right, she was in that place around them times. So many other children was in this place that have made a claim as well. Her claim will average at this amount. Now, each claim is different, but it will average at around 48,000 as a minimum. That's just so somebody has something to look forward to. But each case can vary a lot more than that, just because, like I said, each case is individually different.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll get you the message over explaining everything. Even if you want to answer some of the questions tonight, just say, here's my information, and then I just need to call back for the statement. And as soon as that's done, we'll get the ball rolling for you. Now, throughout the whole process, you'll have me on WhatsApp anyway, so I can let you know it's in stage two, it's in stage three, your claim's being valued at the moment, and the case can take anything up to 12 months maximum, but the average time is around 6 months.
Right, okay. Okay.
So I'll get that all over to you now. Anything else you need from me, you bob me a message over. Any questions or anything, don't worry. All right, darling.
Okay, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Where's Ben just gone? What's he called? Give me 2 seconds and I will 1248. Oh, it's a woman. That's literally her. I've just been on the phone with Leslie Brown. So she didn't think, because she's not been sexually abused or she was never physically abused, but she said she was always locked in a room. She's begging for different food, abuse, so I've just said, but she doesn't think it's going to be a successful claim. So I'll send you a message of how easy it is and what information we require. You let me know and then I'll call you back from the statement tomorrow. You know, because that's why we need it more than her, and she's not going to be successful. And Fox needs to realise that. He can see.